Well, have a little message for us this morning that I'd like for us to think about and consider. Joy of in the Service of the Master song on page 91. I wanted to read a little bit of this. Page 91 in our songbook said, "There is joy in the service of the Master. Let me sing of the glory I have found. Since I gave all to Jesus and His favor gained, O wondrous streams of joy forever abound." Then he said, "Jesus, my life and my joy evermore. Jesus, forever my heart's deep store. Glory to God for redeeming love, O wondrous peace of God that flows from above." I'd like for us this morning to think about joy in the service of the Master. There is, when I look back in my own life, the joy that I have experienced has been when I've been actively pursuing God's will and giving myself to the Lord. I've experienced the joy of the Lord come into my heart, into my soul, and my spirit. And I want to encourage us that way today, that we give ourselves unto the Lord. That we actively seek, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" That we look around. "Lord, I want to serve you. I don't want to live unto myself. I want to give myself unto you." That is where we're going to find the joy of the Lord in our hearts and our lives. The joy of the Lord doesn't come to a selfish heart. The joy of the Lord doesn't come when we live unto ourselves. The joy of the Lord doesn't flood our hearts and our souls and our spirit when we're just concerned about us and we're kind of doing our own thing and we've got our own agenda and our own plans. But the joy comes when we give ourselves to the Lord. We actively pursue, "Lord, what do you want me to do in my life? I'm your servant. I want to serve you. I want to give myself to you. I want to help somebody today. I want to be an encouragement to someone today. I'm willing to sacrifice for your sake and for your cause today." You know, the joy of the Lord will fill that heart. He said there's joy in the service of the Master. When we give ourselves to God, there's joy there. And the Lord He wants to fill us with His joy. And I thought about one verse that talks about the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, the Lord wants us. And I know there's difficult places in life that we go through, but I thought about the disciples that were, you remember they were whipped, they're in the book of Acts. And they went back, they had been whipped by the Pharisees and those that were in authority. And they went and they were put in prison, Paul and Silas. And what were they doing? They were singing. And things began to happen. That wasn't natural. That was the joy in the Lord in their hearts because they had been doing the Master's service. They had been doing what God wanted them to do and God filled them with joy. And I believe it was that time that the prison house shook. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And the joy comes when we freely give ourselves to God. There's another verse that talked about. It said they gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. They gave themselves unto the Lord. And I want to ask us, have we been actively pursuing giving ourselves to the Lord? It's easy to get caught up in the routines of life. It's easy to get caught up in the cares of life and the responsibilities of going to work and paying bills and all the routines. And it takes a real effort for us to give ourselves unto the Lord, and our focus and our heart and our spirit is upon, "Lord, I want to serve you. I'm here for your cause. I'm here for your purpose." And I tell you, when you do that, the joy of the Lord can fill your heart and fill your spirit. And I believe the Lord has joy for us in our hearts. We don't have to go through life downcast and downhearted and disappointed all the time and disillusioned. There's another scripture that says, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. When we're in the presence of God, there the Lord can fill us. He can fill our heart. And that joy becomes our strength. You know, the disciples in the book of Acts, it talks about they went forth and the Lord went with them, working with them. The joy of the Lord was in their hearts because they were given. They were sold out to God and what God wanted for them in their lives. And they were consecrated. And they were giving themselves. And the Lord was filling them. You know, when we empty out, the Lord fills in. But we've got to empty ourselves out. We've got to learn how and bring ourselves and present ourselves to Him. And as we empty out of a life of selfishness and self-centeredness and wanting to do our own thing and wanting to live our own lifestyle, and we begin to empty out, the Lord can fill us. He can put something better. He can put His Spirit in us. He can give us more of His Spirit. And I want to encourage us this morning to actively pursue giving ourselves to the Lord. Lord, I'm here. I'm Your servant. What would You want me to do today? Do we ever pray that way during our days? Lord, this day, I want to do what You want me to do. Send me where You want me to go. Help me to talk to who You want me to talk to. Let's seek and actively ask the Lord, Lord, please help us to give ourselves to You. I want You to work through my life. I'm Your servant. I'm Your vessel. I'm here for You. I'm here for Your pleasure. I'm here for You to work through me. You know, there's a song or saying, the Lord, you know, when the Lord left earth, left the heaven, He's in heaven now, but He uses people. He doesn't have, He's not here in a bodily presence. His physical form is not here on the earth. He's a spirit. God is a spirit. His Spirit is here. But the Lord needs hands. He needs voices. He needs eyes. He needs people that are willing to serve Him. People willing to do His pleasure. And that is where we find the joy of the Lord this morning. That's when we enter into His presence and His blessing. Lord, when we're, you know, sometimes I think if we get too down and discouraged, one of the things we just need to do is look up our eyes and see what we can do for somebody else. Have you ever done that? Sometimes when the battles are heavy and maybe you're feeling a depression or you're feeling a discouragement in your spirit and you're feeling like you're going through a hard time, some of the best things you can do is look for something you can do for someone else to help somebody else. Get your eyes off of your own trouble, your problem, and try to look for something that you can do for someone else to help. And there's a blessing. There's a scripture in Isaiah that talks about that. I believe it's talking about the fast of the Lord. And the Lord blesses that life, the unselfish life, the life that's given over to Him, the life that's seeking after Him. The Lord pours out into that heart. He said, there is joy in the service of the Master. Let me sing of the glory I have found. Have you found the glory? Have you found joy in the service of the Master? Have you found the joy that comes when you part from your ways and you say, Lord, I don't want to take my ways. My ways didn't bring me any happiness. They didn't bring me any joy. They didn't bring me satisfaction in my life. And we come to that point, we say, Lord, I want Your ways, and I want Your thoughts, and I want Your plan. And we begin to actively give ourselves, and we begin to take steps that way. The joy of the Lord blesses that life, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength, and He will help us. I want to get a scripture now in Ephesians, the third chapter, that was an encouragement. I'm sorry, Ephesians, the first chapter. Ephesians, the first chapter, and I want to notice the abundance that the Lord has. When we read through these texts, what God has, for His people. I think sometimes we live on short rations, and I think it's our own fault. You know, there's a scripture that said they limited the Holy One of Israel. Sometimes it's our fault. You know, God is still the same. He's still the same Lord. He's still the same God. He still has power to help, to deliver, to bless. But many times we limit Him. We limit what the Lord really wants to do. And I want us to notice this thought about abundance and the Lord working through this Ephesians, the first chapter. I want to get the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. See, it's already given a tone that God is rich, that God is wealthy, that He's able to pour out and to help His people. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Don't you know, this morning the Lord wants to adopt us into His family. He wants to take us out of Satan's household. He wants to take us out of dire circumstances. And He wants to bring us and adopt us that we can be His child and into His family. He said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Oh, it wasn't our works, was it? It wasn't our own ability. It wasn't because we were good moral people. It was because of His grace and what He did. Oh, Sister Patsy talked about that pit this morning and how there nothing good about the pit. Doesn't look attractive. But the Lord can take something out of the pit from whence we were digged, whence we were hewn. He can take a life, once again, a life that's given to Him. See, He can't do it if we don't put it in His hands. He doesn't sculpture it if we don't put it in His hands. But if we give ourselves to Him and we actively pursue Him and we put our lives into His hands and we seek His will above our own will, then He can work. He can begin to work and He can make something beautiful. He says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Oh, His grace is deep. One song it says, and is free as the air we breathe. You know, they have an energy crisis. They're looking for alternate forms of energy in the world today. Try to power. And we sang about power. We need power. But it's in God this morning. He has an endless supply. Lift up your eyes and your heart this morning and get a glimpse by faith of what God has for us. Open up our spiritual eyes and help us to be able to step out and receive what the Lord wants us to receive in our heart, in our soul. It says, according to the riches of His grace. Folks, the Lord has what we need today. He is able to meet the need of our lives today. He has all grace. He has all power that you and I. But sometimes we shorten ourselves. Sometimes we fail to put in. Sometimes we fail to give ourselves to Him. And we fail to receive. There's another place there, I believe it's in the book of Luke. It said, the rich that came to Jesus and said, "The rich He has sent empty away, but the hungry He filled with good things." Let me tell you something. You got to become poor to get Christ, to get rich in His grace. You got to put away the old man. You got to put away the sin. You got to put away selfishness. You got to put away your ideas and your thoughts. That's becoming poor. That's what the Scripture is saying. There in Luke, it says, "The rich He sent empty away." They didn't get anything. Think about that. I would have loved to see Jesus in the flesh. I would have loved to have been on the shores of Galilee. I would have loved to have been part of that group and to have been in His presence and to hear His words. I would have loved that. But you know, there were people there that heard. There were people there that saw, and they went away empty. Why? How could they do that? This was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And yet they went away empty. They went away without receiving. They went away empty-handed without getting a hold of what He had for them. And it was because they were rich in themselves. They didn't want to give up their sin. Many people don't want to give up their ways and their thoughts and their ideas. But that's the way that's what we got to do if we want to receive of His grace and of His fullness. We got to give ourselves to Him. But it said the hungry. The rich He sent empty away, but He filled the hungry with good things. Those that came poor. Those that came with real needs. Those that came with hungry hearts. Those that came with a desire of spirit. "God, I don't know what it is altogether. And I don't know altogether why I'm here in Your presence, but I need something in my life. Something is not quite right. Something is missing out of my life. My life is not fulfilled. My life is not accomplishing is there any fullness? Is there any purpose in life? Yes, there is. But it's when God is working in and through us. It's not when we live self-centered and we live to ourselves. It's not when we got a lot of material possessions. You know, material things don't really bring happiness. There are people today that are driving Mercedes that are unhappy people, that have huge mansions, that are empty, that are upset, that are disappointed, that are disillusioned. Wealthy people sometimes, many times, have taken their lives. You remember, you can read about the Great Depression in the early 30s or somewhere in that time. A lot of rich people committed suicide because that is not what really brings true happiness. True happiness comes when we know God. And His Spirit is working in us. And I have contact with Him. And not only that, I know where I'm going when I leave this world. I've got a contact with Him. And I'm in tune with Him and walking with Him. And there's a relationship with Him. And He's talking to me. That's where true fulfillment and happiness comes from. You know, Brother Michael talked about the people over Malawi, one of the poorest nations in the world. Don't have hardly anything. And yet he said it was one of the happiest people that he had met. Happiest people that he met. But so many times we buy into Satan's lies. "Oh, this will make me happy. If I just get this, or if I could just have this, I would be happy." No, you won't. If it's outside of the Lord, you still won't be happy. It takes the Lord. We want to look to Him for our happiness, for our contentment. And there is much this morning. He said, according to the riches of His grace. Now look at verse 8. "Wherein He hath abounded toward us." He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He had proposed in Himself." Here He's saying He abounded in us wisdom. You know, the Lord has wisdom for us. Are you willing to give yourself to the Lord? Do you want wisdom? Do you want of His grace and of His sustenance and what He has? There's an abundant supply. We don't have to just barely get by in our Christian life. We don't have to be poor spiritually. We don't have to be ignorant spiritually. We can understand what the will of the Lord is. We can have abundance of His grace. We can have His closeness and His blessing in our hearts and our lives. Are we actively pursuing it? That's where it comes. That's when we're actively giving ourselves to Him. He'll pour out into our hearts and into our lives. He goes on, He mentions in verse... we can stop there, the abundance of His grace. I thought also about all different needs that we might have. Have you ever felt like you needed a greater love in your heart and life? God has that for us. There's a verse that says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. The Lord can give us more of His love. A love that is able to look beyond the exteriors. A love that is able to suffer offenses. That is able to suffer some bruises and stay right in there and love like Jesus loved. Everybody didn't treat Jesus right. His love wasn't based on the way they treated Him. He had a love, a deep love. You remember there at Jerusalem it said He wept over the city because He saw them as sheep, not having a shepherd. You know, the Lord can give us, and we want a greater love for people. We want a greater love for the work of the Lord. We want a greater love and a burden and an inner desire and an inner yearning for souls, for people. And the Lord can help us today to look beyond the faults, look beyond the offenses, look beyond, sometimes it looks like somebody's so far away from the Lord. They seem so distant, you might say. But you know, those might be the very ones that God's speaking to. We don't know. We never really know what's transpiring on the inside. Sometimes all we see is the exterior. We just see the surface. But the Lord looks down into the heart of man. And He sees people like sheep without shepherd. And He wants to save them. He wants to help them and deliver them. And Lord, help us to have that kind of love this morning. And it comes as you and I give ourselves to the Lord. As we yield our lives, as we surrender our will and our way to Him, as we put our plans and dreams on the altar, the Lord fills us with His grace and His abundance. He's able to supply every need that we have. I thought about also came to my mind back in the Old Testament. You remember when Abraham had dug some wells and Isaac later on down the children of Israel were trying to receive, and it was like those wells were stopped up and they were trying to redig the wells. There's this verse that says, "With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." But I want to say this morning, the devil is trying to stop our wells up. He is trying to put dirt into your well to clog it up. And our responsibility this morning is to keep the well clean. To keep the well clear. You remember Jesus talked to the woman at the well? Let's read that. Where's that at? John? I'd like to read some of that. I believe it's in the first part of John. John 4. Listen what this Jesus speaking here to this woman. John 4. And Jesus met this woman at the well. It said in verse 6, it says, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat." You know, there are people today that are saying, "Would you give me a drink?" They might not verbally say that, but we live in a society today where there's a lot of people that are thirsting for something spiritual. That life has not satisfied. That the pleasures of life have not satisfied. That the delusionments of sin have not really fulfilled. And deep down, inside, although many people will not say, "Give me a drink," there are people that are thirsty for something, that are hungering for something. Lord, help us to have some living water on hand. Help us to have something on hand to offer them. When that opportunity arises and we come across the woman of Samaria, this woman was thirsty. She was coming to the well to get some literal water. But she had a need in her heart. As we read through these scriptures, deep down, Jesus' words resonated with her. She said, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Oh, the Lord wanted to give her something, didn't he? The Lord wanted to touch a life that day. And he did. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Oh, do we know the gift of God this morning? Is our heart quenching? Is it searching? Is it wanting more? My heart is wanting more. I am wanting more of the Lord. I'm wanting more of His grace. I'm wanting more of His power in my heart and my life. I'm wanting more of what He has to offer. I tried the worldly way, and it doesn't satisfy. And I know the Lord fills and infills our hearts and our spirit. And that's what I'm wanting more of. I'm wanting more and more of the Lord in my heart and in my life. I want more of His joy. He said, "If you would have known who it is, if thou knewest." Oh, folks, do we know who we're dealing with this morning? Do we really know who we're dealing with this morning? The one that made heaven and earth. The fullness that we see when we drive down the highway and we see the beautiful mountains. And we see the beautiful sunset as I saw last night on my walk. And I saw the richness of the color and the clouds and the trees and the hills and the mountains. He created all that fullness that we see. He is all that fullness that we see. And Lord, help us today to recognize that He's able to fill us. You know, I remember one time experiencing a special blessing, and I remember being so full of the Lord, it was just like my body, I couldn't hardly take any more. I thought, Lord, I'm going to die if you fill me any further than what I'm feeling right now. And that's where the Lord let me know that our physical bodies cannot hold up to the fullness of His glory and still live. We can't do it. He reveals His glory little by little in glimpses. He reveals His glory into us. If He just pulled back everything and we saw His glory and we saw the angels and His throne, we would just fall down. We would be overwhelmed. We couldn't take it in. But He does fill us this morning with what we can handle. Are you thirsty this morning? Do you want more of the Lord in your heart and your life? Are you satisfied? Are we satisfied with where we're at spiritually? No. I want to go further. I want a little more of what God has. I have not exhausted His supply of love. I've not exhausted what God has for me. I want more of Him. I want more of Him in my life. I want to just be consumed with what His desire is and plan is for my life. I want more of Him and His presence. He said here, the woman said unto Him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Oh, a lot of people, it seems like there's such a chasm between them and God. Seems like God is so far away. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Seems like grace is so far off. God seems to so utterly have forsaken me. He's not far. The Scripture bears that out. He said He's not far from every one of us. But sometimes the well, it seems like it's just so deep down there. That water, that cool water is so far away. It's really not. All it takes is a yielding on our part. That's all it is. It's so simple. Lord, I give myself to You. I present myself to You. I take my hands off. I want Your will above my will. Your way above my way. And when we reach that place in our heart and our spirit, and we get there and we make that decision, the grace of God just begins to flow into our heart and into our spirit. The Lord, He senses that. Just like the woman that touched Him. You remember the woman that touched Him in virtue? And she was healed of her... The Lord knew that. He knew someone had touched Him. You know, it's that way in the Spirit. When we touch God in the Spirit, grace flows. Help is there. Blessing is there. But we've got to yield ourselves this morning to Him. Art thou greater than our father Jacob? She didn't know who she was talking to. Oh, let's lift up our eyes this morning. Let's let our faith be encouraged in the Lord this morning that He is able to meet the need of our life and He can fill us with His joy. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. You know, the devil likes to bring so many things to our minds that this will satisfy your thirst, this will quench your thirst, and you need this here and this here and this here. You partake of those things, and I won't say that there's a momentary, a sense of gratification that comes with earthly things. There is. There's a temporary, short, fleeting gratification that comes with the pleasures of this life. But if you drink this water, you're going to thirst again. If this is all that you have is the natural, there's going to come a time where it's going to be bankrupt and it's going to be short. And it's not going to sustain. But what did he say? But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The water that I give him shall be in him. And that's the water that satisfies this morning. There's a song that says, I've no thirsting for life's pleasures, nor adorning rich and gay, for I found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not of the way. Lord, help us to know where the source is this morning. And if our well is clogged up and we're not receiving from the Lord like we'd like to receive, and we're not receiving of His grace and of His fullness, know that it's not run dry. But just check our well. Lord, is it clear? What's the reason why I'm not getting the water? Why am I not receiving of You? He'll try to fill it with disobedience. Disobedience, if we're disobedient to the Holy Spirit and what God is wanting for our life, I'll tell you that will stop up the well pretty quick. If we're being disobedient to God, His plan and His Word, it'll stop up. It's just like plugging the well up back there. We got to dig it out. We got to begin to search our hearts. Lord, am I being obedient? Am I responding to Your call? Am I doing what You want me to do? Am I being sensitive to the Spirit? Or am I just going my own way and doing my own thing and going my own direction? Those things will stop up our will and they'll hinder us from receiving what God has for us. Too much attachments to earthly things? We got to watch that. We get too attached to material things, it will plug our well up. Too encumbered with earthly things will plug your well up. And you won't be able to receive what God... The water's still down there. The Lord has it, but there's things that are in the way. And we got to draw our minds, our hearts, we got to detach ourselves from being too earthly minded and present ourselves, Lord, I want You above that. I want You above everything else. I want You to work in my heart and in my life. Lord, help us today to offer ourselves to the Lord. There is joy in the service of the Lord. There is joy when you know that the Holy Spirit is working in your life. When you know that God is moving. I sang a song this week that was a real blessing to me also. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I care not today what tomorrow will bring. If shadow or sunshine or rain, the Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worries are vain. Folks, isn't that wonderful this morning? Where's that song at? 488. I care not today what tomorrow may bring. Are we worried about tomorrow? Brother Jim says no. We don't have to worry about the future. Oh, we might have concerns, but if we allow our minds to be dominated with worry, what happens to the joy of the Lord? Our strength. Boosh! It's just like it runs out. The joy of the Lord, it just leaks out when our minds are filled with worry. That's another thing that will plug the well, isn't it? Worry. He said, I care not today what the morrow may bring. What did this person experience? If shadow or sunshine or rain, the Lord, I know, ruleth or everything, and all of my worries are vain. He got a vision that God is in control. He got a vision that God is able to control the circumstances of my life. And you know, there is a great joy that comes when you're able to submit and consecrate your life and surrender and put your circumstances in the Lord's hands. Folks, I'm going to tell you, that's where some of the real joy of the Lord is found. When you're able to just put your whole life and just say, it doesn't matter, Lord. If it rains, if it's sunshine, I know that you rule over everything, and I know that you're going to work it for my good and for the salvation of souls and for your glory and for your honor. And that brings joy to the heart of a child of God. He said, though tempests may blow and storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. I know that He will safely carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Folks, that's where it's at this morning. I can go through anything today if I know the Lord is with me by my side. I can go through anything. If I know the Lord is with me, I know that His grace is a full supply. I can face whatever life has to present that the Lord will allow come my way if I know that the Lord is by my side and He's walking with me. You talk about comfort. That's comfort. Lord, help us today not to allow our well to get stopped up. Let's give ourselves to the Lord. Let's present ourselves to Him. Actively, Lord, what do You want me to do? I'm Your servant. Aren't we the servants of the Lord? Scripture says we're not our own. We're bought with a price. Let's actively pursue giving ourselves to Him. He said, seek Him. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The Lord is looking down and wanting to see us actively pursuing His cause, His will, His way above our own. And oh, when He does, it fills our hearts with joy and strength. And He said, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Whatever the need is this morning, if we need more faith, you know, the Lord, it's not something that we have to just muster up within ourselves and we just got to... I believe that faith also comes through the Holy Spirit. I believe that faith, it's really the Lord's faith. But it comes through His grace when we're giving ourselves to Him. I found it. I found it true in my life. When I'm giving myself actively pursuing the Lord, I have found that I have had greater faith. Where does that come through? It's not just because, oh, Bob has great faith. No. It's because the Spirit is there. The Spirit of the Lord is working there. So let's be encouraged this morning to actively pursue the service of the Lord and giving ourselves to Him. And He'll fill us with Himself. There's another song, it is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. Pray for me this morning. Amen.